Cat Playing Cupid, A Joe Gray Mystery by Shirley Rousseau Murphy. Narrated by Susan Boyce. Cupid drew from his quiver two arrows of different workmanship, one to excite love, the other to repel it. The former was of gold and sharp-pointed, the latter blunt and tipped with lead. With the leaden shaft he struck the nymph Daphne, and with the golden one he pierced Apollo. Forthwith the god was seized with love for the maiden, but she, more than ever, abhorred the thought of loving. Charles Mills Gailey, The Classic Myths in English Literature and in Art, 1893, Gin and Company. Chapter 1. The newspaper clipping was yellowed and tearing at the folds, though it had been handled carefully over the years by the detectives who worked the case or who, during the preceding decade, had taken a fresh look at the cold file, reading the missing report on Carson Chappelle, and making additional inquiries. Unable to come up with any new leads, each had committed the folder once again to limbo among the department's unresolved cases. Bridegroom vanishes before wedding. Local resident Carson Chappelle, senior partner of the accounting firm of Chappelle and Gibbs, did not appear for his wedding on Sunday afternoon at community church and has not been heard from for nearly a week. His fiancée, Lindsay Wolfe, also of Molina Point, told reporters she last saw Chappelle 5 days earlier when he set out alone on a camping trip into state park land east of the village. The file contained a dozen such articles clipped from Central California papers.